What the
Detroit Zoo Poo.
If they succeed in giving away all 1,000 bags of poo, it means we're through the looking glass. It's over. Just pack it up. Go find a new place to live.
As if that wasn't already true of Detroit.
Florida has been disappointing me as well lately. Mm. Florida needs to step up its game.
Like, seriously, guys.
So for me this week, it's online. Huh? We don't really have a particular town associated with this one. The internet is abuzz over a commemorative plate for the royal wedding. Offered on Etsy, the plate features language to commemorate the marriage of Prince Henry of Wales and Meghan Markle. Prince Henry of Wales and Meghan Markle. Along with two portraits of Markle and Ed Sheeran. Some online took offense, but others recognized that it was an intentional joke. Lucy Bryant, creator of the plate, said she was inspired by a commemorative mug she ordered from China in 2011 to celebrate the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. That mug had a picture of Kate and Prince Harry. So the plate,
oopsies.
The plate says, commemorate the marriage of Prince Henry of Wales and Meghan Markle. It should be Prince Harry.
Yes, thank you. And then I gathered that.
Then there's an Ed Sheeran picture. It's hilarious.
And I kind of want that.
And because it's the internet and there's no context, people look at it like one person posted, like, you had one job. You know, all of the usual reactions that you expect from people.
How dumb is this person? Yeah. It's like, actually, I'm smarter than you. That's why I did this.
And we've talked about what happens when, you know, low-cost overseas manufacturers are asked to make things like flags for the Olympics or medals or commemorative plates and all the different ways things go wrong.
Words spelled properly.
This one's deliberate and I think it's kind of funny. So you can go buy that on Etsy. It is WMFO Medford on the Town with Mikey D is going to be coming your way in just a couple of minutes. Shea Spillane and I will be back next week, I believe, right?
Yes, we will.
We do this every week now.
I'm pretty sure we do.
The snow is gone. I don't think.
Hey, knock on some wood.
Yeah. Well, barring another major snowstorm, we'll be back next week. So until then, Shea Spillane.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get it. Better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Tracy Chapman, before she made big bucks,
she makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, pick a picture.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody. Competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go
see. One day we're going to control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth.
We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one wants.
can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. I'll be here with you through the midnight hour. We have some special guests tonight, and I will tell you about them in a few minutes. But first, I want to share with you a world premiere of a song by an artist that's very near and dear to my heart, Voigtkampf. This is brand new Voigtkampf from our radio station to your ears right here. This is As the World Falls Down. Happy birthday, Michael.
Such a fool, oh, to be
life. On the road now with miles to go. It's you and me and Dave and Christo. We're gonna party and live it up right. What a life. Bunch of jerks right there with Diner Song off their album The Long Arm of Professor Kitten Pants. Biltmore, who you might remember from the Rumble a couple years back, with their song Glitter, Dance All Night off their album Revolutions and Romantics. We're just chatting about how usually April means the Rumble. We are waiting with bated breath with semi-patience for the Rock and Roll Rumble to return. We know that that is happening. It is not happening in mid-April as it usually does, which selfishly, since April tends to be a kooky month for me work-wise, I am grateful for, but I'm super eager for that to come back. So Biltmore, you might know from the Rumble. And we started off tonight's show with a premiere, a brand new song from Voigtkampf, As the World Falls Down. It's a brand new single. They're currently working on a full album. And when that occurs, you will be hearing it here. It's just about 9:15. You're listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. We have some special guests who are coming in tonight. We have Sarah Kenyon coming in to talk about her new album. We have Bill Vox from Strange Ways coming in to talk about their new music that they're working on. We have Miss Suze triumphantly returning from the West Coast to give us the concert report, which I'm super excited about. That's happening in about an hour. And perhaps I will be able to tempt her on air for a chitty chat before that. In the meantime, however, I do have more music to share with you. This right here, band we had hoped to have in tonight called Hunter. They were unfortunately unable to join us for a live performance, but here is a track off their self-titled album, Hunter with Smooth Seas, Never Made for a Skilled Sailor. And ain't that the truth?
One, two, three, four.
You're my left-hand man. You're a habit I can't stand. Duty calls right when we found land. You were fishing and I was swimming. I got caught inside your net. I am your best bet. When you're sailing around the world, I won't mind being each wave you hit. No, I'm the mermaid, the maiden. I pulled your anchor to stay, now on the sand I lay, I lay, I lay. Please never leave the bay, the bay, the bay. The waves pulled you away, 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 and I pulled your anchor to stay, and now on the sand I lay.
I'm alone.
Greetings. You have just been listening to Grand Evolution off their brand new album, Tell Me Why. I actually am delighted to say that I have Grand Evolution here in the studio. Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, guys. And your producer as well, right?
Yes.
From this
yes.
album, Tell Me Why. Would you mind introducing yourselves?
I'm Sarah.
I'm Scott on drums.
I'm Greg on bass.
I'm Chris. I was the producer and mix engineer.
Thank you very much. And is this... tell me a little bit about this album, how it came to be made.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Well, Chris was looking for a project, and we were looking for someone to produce it, and it was just perfect timing.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like a culmination of a bunch of different musicians coming together and collaborating.
Beautiful. And... where can people get a hold of their very own copy of Tell Me Why?
It was just released yesterday to iTunes, and we'll have physical CDs at our shows.
Including our CD release show, which is coming up in just under 2 weeks.
Yeah,
a week from Saturday night.
A week from Saturday night.
A week from Saturday night.
Yeah. Fabulous. And where is that?
That's at the Cove in Worcester. And that's a lot of fun for us because we actually released a CD...
10 years ago?
Many, many years ago.
Yeah, all we have is now.
At the same venue. Yeah. And we have photos from that, so it's fun to go back and look at those and reminisce.
I love the Cove.
Me too.
It's a great place.
Do they still, is there a big, I'm picturing like a captain's wheel, is that right?
No, that was the shipyard, wasn't it?
The ship room?
The other place the in downtown
Worcester. That's the ship room.
That's the ship room.
Yeah, and that is a all fun right. wheel.
Yes, okay. I remember that.
I am dating myself here.
That's
I apologize.
A story for another day.
Oh, that place was funny.
The Cove is, it's all renovated since it was the Lucky Dog now, and it was recently renovated to the Cove.
Right.
It's gorgeous. Nice room.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's out in Worcester. That's a week from Saturday. And that's your CD release show for Grand Evolution's album, Tell Me Why. And are there other ways for people to stay in touch with you? Is there...
We're on Facebook, okay. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Reverb Nation.
We've been pushing the YouTube lately because we've released a couple of music videos in support of this album. So we've been trying to get people to go check those out.
And there's actually a new video coming out for this next track that we're going to listen to called Ghost,
it's
right?
It's in process now, but yeah, so no
being
pressure.
Over-eager.
But yeah. But soon, yes, very soon.
Beautiful. And is there anything that you would like to share with us about this track before we listen to it?
Tell us, Sarah.
Well, I guess I kind of wrote this album because I had somebody close to me get into drugs, and it's kind of what it's about.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
This
right here, Grand Evolution, who we have here in the studio. The album is Tell Me Why. The song is Ghost, and we will be keeping our eyes peeled for the video, accompanying video coming out soon.
Thank you.
That right there. Grand Evolution with Ghost off their brand new album, Tell Me Why. We are lucky enough to have Grand Evolution here in the studio. Hello again.
Hello.
Hello.
And we were just talking about, we were talking about Providence. We were talking about recent shows that you've played, shows that you've played last summer. Just trying to catch our listeners up with what we were chatting about. Tell me a little bit about this show that you played this past weekend in Providence.
We played for... It was a birthday bash for the singer of Sex Coffee. Mm-hmm. They were really good.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
They were phenomenal, yeah.
And we had a great time, too. There were a bunch of great bands on that bill. But, yeah, Providence, we played at a place called The Parlor. It's a great place to play. There's always good shows over there, mm-hmm. and the staff is fantastic. So that just, it feels like a hometown gig every time we go there. The other show that that we were just talking about a minute ago off air was a show that we booked to play with Tantric, which is going to be in New Bedford. And I don't have the exact date on that. I think it's in May.
It's May 14th at the Greasy Luck Brew Pub.
Oh, yes, right.
I've never been there. I can't wait to see that room.
How cool. That's fantastic.
They've been booking some good shows over there, too. Mm-hmm. So this is it's going to be a fun chance for us to get out.
It is a very nice room, too. They just redid everything in there.
I've seen a lot of national acts getting booked there.
Cool. Yeah. So that's New Bedford on May 1st.
May 14th.
May 14th.
Yeah.
And then 1 week from this coming Saturday is the album release show in Worcester at The Cove.
Yes.
Right. Formerly The Lucky Dog.
Yes.
Yeah. We have some great bands with us that night, too, for our release party. We have The Furies, the cello player. She played cello on one of our songs. And then we have Wicked Petty, their Tom Petty tribute band, mm-hmm. and Nate Cozzolino and The Lost Arts.
From Providence.
Yep.
Very cool. Now, Providence has come up a couple of times. I was curious about the story. You made mention of an award that you were nominated for.
Best Americana.
I'm sorry, I can't help myself.
So yeah, so you know, once in a while when the full band is not available, Sarah and I might do a gig as an acoustic duo, and we think that someone saw us performing in that way, and has since nominated Grand Evolution Best Americana Act.
I mean, one of my favorite bands is the Jayhawks, and they are Americana, so I mean, now from that point of view, it could make a little bit of sense.
Like a spiritual home in a way. Yeah, I could hear that.
We have some roots there, yeah. I mean, it's not what we're going for, but it's okay. We like recognition no matter how we get it.
Absolutely. I mean, and next year, who knows, you know? Best metal artist. Could be coming.
We were going to go for that one, but there's a lot of stiff competition in Worcester.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Even back in the day, I'm sure it was true. Well, I'm delighted to have you guys here in the studio. Grand Evolution, the new album, just released this week?
April 10th. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, you got to do it on a Tuesday. I mean, that's how it works, right?
So. That's right. Who's lining up at the mall? Come on, Strawberries is still open. Somewhere, maybe.
That's
only
right.
In my heart.
I miss Strawberries.
Me too.
Such a great store.
All right, I'm going to start crying.
Is
right
Jellies
now.
Still in Worcester? We still got Jellies?
Yeah, I think it's still there.
Jellies? I don't know.
The used sure. record store.
Oh, I missed out on Jellies. I need to go to Jellies now.
Oh, that's good.
But before you go to Jellies, stop off at The Cove. It's a week from Saturday to see Grand Evolution. It's their CD release party, their album release party, Tell Me Why. You can download it. You can find it on iTunes. You can buy it in person from the band or from your friends at their upcoming shows. So please, please go in and check them out. And thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Next time it would be awesome to, you know, if you guys wanted to come and play live, we would love to have you. That'd be a super treat. So thank you guys very much. I'm going to play one more song off Tell Me Why, and you will want to have your very own copy of this. So please do find it online. You can find Grand Evolution on Facebook. You can download their album Tell Me Why from iTunes. And this right here off the album is the song Whisper. Thanks again, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
take a step, make a change.
But from my point of view, it's an irritating Here am I trying to talk intelligence into you. And I find this fluctuating thing that shifts you. How precious you are.
Oh, my God, you're so funny.
How precious you are.
Oh, my God, you're so funny.
How precious you are.
Oh, my God, you're so funny.
How precious you are. When one writes, no one hears immediately.
That right there was only one with their track called A Great Deal of Trouble. It's a single. All of the vocals on it, per se, are a medium in the 1950s channeling Oscar Wilde. And I've been afraid to listen to that song. Came out, I think, a month ago, and I've been afraid to listen to it ever since. I didn't want to be by myself. And I have Grand Evolution and Suze in the room with me. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
And I appreciate you protecting me from being afraid of several hundred-year-old ghosts. And actually connects in with your song, Ghost, in a way, I guess.
Right?
In a weird way, topically. So we were just chatting about trying to make Greg talk on air. Is that right?
That's right.
I guess so.
Trying to guilt you into talking on air. Because I think we chatted with everybody else. So is it weird to ask you each to give a little spiel about what you do within or around Grand Evolution and what other projects, if any, you are involved in?
Sure.
Let's do that.
All right. So my name is Greg. I've been playing in Grand Evolution for the past 8 years. I am the bass player. And I love rock and roll. There we go.
I like that. That's a very, as a bass player, I can say that's a very bass player answer, and I love it. It's perfect.
You know, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to talk right now. Usually I can't do that, so...
I'm just glad they're allowing me to, and I realize that this will be taken out of my rations.
Thank you for the permission.
Greg, you messed up the script. Well, Chris, what do you do?
Well, so I am the producer and mix engineer on this album. I do studio work, and I also do live work, so I do sound for bands in concert venues and tour, and that's about it.
For me, I guess Grand Evolution is takes up enough of my time trying to do the booking and write all the songs and promoting, and it keeps me really busy, but occasionally I'll record under my name and release solo stuff.
Yeah, and I tend to bounce around a little bit. I've got a couple other things that I do on the side, but absolutely Grand Evolution is my love. And you know, Sarah and I actually are founding members in that. You know, we've been in it from the beginning, and Greg joined very soon after that. But
2010.
But he's thrown around years, like 8 years and 2010, so that's aging us, so knock it off.
This is why I shouldn't be speaking. You guys wanted this. Just saying.
We've all learned our lesson.
Shut his mic off.
Wow, I'll just leave.
Oh,
I need some tissues.
But yeah. So anyway, I mean, we've been around the block a couple times. We put out a couple records, and
really.
But yeah, all those records are actually still around. If you look hard enough, you can find them in various places.
Yeah, actually, grandevolution.com, and if you go to discography, there's a lot of albums up there.
Beautiful. So grandevolution.com, your Facebook page, for iTunes for this latest album, Tell Me Why, from Grand Evolution. And just one more time, I would love to remind folks of the shows that you have coming up. There's a week from Saturday, you're going to be in Worcester.
That's
then on May 14th, you're
going
to be in New Bedford.
Yes.
I remembered a thing.
Oh, and then May 9th.
For you, Pam.
Thank you. Gold star.
May 19th, we'll be in Milford.
Oh, very cool.
At the Tradesman.
That's right. Yeah, the Tradesman show. So yep. That's a fun place too, and great people over there at the Tradesman. So
yeah, the Lincoln Tunnel are playing with us that night. Another great band from the area.
Yep.
Yeah, and they were also nominated for something in the same awards magazine.
Oh, are you guys going to duke it out?
Well, I don't know if they were, let's see, saying, no, they Best New Album. They have a new album out, and what's the name of their record?
Oh my God, I have no idea.
I'm so awful. I brought it up, and I don't know the name of the record.
But you know that it's a new record from Lincoln Tunnel.
That's right.
Boom.
Yes. And so, but they're good friends of ours too, and they, I know they worked hard on their album too, and released it right before ours. They stole our thunder.
On a Tuesday, though, was it a Tuesday?
It wasn't on a Tuesday.
Oh well, there you go.
Doesn't it always have to be a Tuesday? Didn't it used to? That was
it used to be the big thing, and you'd line up at midnight, and yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so.
Hang out down at Jelly's. Was it Jelly's?
Jelly's.
I remember two things tonight. I'm so proud of myself. Well, I'm delighted to have you guys here. Thank you very much. And again, I would love to have you guys come back with your instruments and create the this is quickly sounding I'm not allowed to talk anymore.
I'll bail you out, Pam.
All right,
thanks
thank
for spinning some tunes.
We'll kidnap Ray.
Next
thank
time
you for
we
having us.
We will
thank
play
you
live.
For coming. I appreciate it very much. And we will see you again soon. You stop. The whole mistake was letting Greg talk. Now I see where you were all coming
blew the
from.
Whole thing.
Now I know.
Told you not to.
I know. I'll listen to you next time. Isn't that always the way?
At least somebody will.
Grand Evolution, brand new album, Tell Me Why. Thank you very much. And see them at the Cove a week from Saturday in Worcester. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
One small dose of Addison's medicine and you'll be back on your feet. Smiling, waving to everybody you meet. Addison's medicine, you'll be doing just fine. Reliably functional and subtly punctual too. Now in the middle of a long blue winter, life can be so sad. When all the dreams you've had for better things fade away. Affective disorder has you at wit's end. A straw about to break beyond repair. We've all been there. There's just one thing you'll do. One more dose of Addison's medicine. You'll be back on your feet. Everybody you see. Just a jolt of Addison's medicine. You'll be sound as a pound. Socially functional and shockingly punctual too. One can certainly overcome.